This recording accompanies the Language B Standard Level Examination, Paper 2, Listening Comprehension, for English, November 2025.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de Langue B, Niveau Moyen, Épreuve 2, Compréhension Orale d'Anglais, novembre 2025.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua B, nivel medio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva, de inglés, novembre 2025.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a radio interview with Rachel Andrews about green energy from global and local points of view.
Good morning, listeners. Today, I'm in an English town centre with Dr. Rachel Andrews, a consultant from a green energy company. So, why is this important, Rachel?
Well, the United Nations believes we should all be able to access clean and low-cost energy. But this has yet to happen, even though renewable energy can be generated everywhere. Surprisingly, it is also usually the cheapest option. Renewable energy is also flexible because modern batteries can store power for up to 5 days for when there is no wind or sun.
What can we do?
Governments have the money and ability to start more renewable energy projects, and they often do. This is good because the United Nations says governments must triple their spending to achieve its clean energy goal by 2050. But another important contribution comes from communities. Even in small towns, you find people with relevant expertise. Here, for example, we have accountants, engineers and fundraisers who are happy to give their time.
Now, let's walk up to Longley Farm. So, why here?
Well, Longley Farm is a great example of a community project. As you can see on this leaflet, the farm has used wind power since 1986. When the original turbine, the machine that generates the power, needed to be replaced in 2015, Longley Farm and the town came together to buy a new one. The farm uses the electricity from the turbine, but extra electricity is sold, and the profit goes to the Green Trust, which offers grants to local projects that benefit the environment. The trust also uses the money to advise schools on how to reduce their water usage.
That's a great project. Thank you, Rachel.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Good morning, listeners. Today, I'm in an English town centre with Dr. Rachel Andrews, a consultant from a green energy company. So, why is this important, Rachel?
Well, the United Nations believes we should all be able to access clean and low-cost energy. But this has yet to happen, even though renewable energy can be generated everywhere. Surprisingly, it is also usually the cheapest option. Renewable energy is also flexible because modern batteries can store power for up to 5 days for when there is no wind or sun.
What can we do?
Governments have the money and ability to start more renewable energy projects, and they often do. This is good because the United Nations says governments must triple their spending to achieve its clean energy goal by 2050. But another important contribution comes from communities. Even in small towns, you find people with relevant expertise. Here, for example, we have accountants, engineers and fundraisers who are happy to give their time.
Now, let's walk up to Longley Farm. So, why here?
Well, Longley Farm is a great example of a community project. As you can see on this leaflet, the farm has used wind power since 1986, when the original turbine, the machine that generates the power, needed to be replaced in 2015. Longley Farm and the town came together to buy a new one. The farm uses the electricity from the turbine, but extra electricity is sold, and the profit goes to the Green Trust, which offers grants to local projects that benefit the environment. The Trust also uses the money to advise schools on how to reduce their water usage.
That's a great project. Thank you, Rachel.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions.
Text B. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a conversation between Rob and his mother about photography.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mom. I'm looking at photos on social media from Roger's holiday, but everything he's posted looks so posed and fake. It's so boring.
Isn't that what we like these days?
It's like they aren't allowed to post genuine photos without filters or editing.
Well, it's just so easy to take first-rate photos on a smartphone now.
That's true, and the quality of the cameras just keeps improving, so editing is becoming even easier. But spending too much time scrolling through all those edited photos can make people feel down.
Really? Even knowing they've been edited? You know, it used to be a real art form to take good photos. For example, it required creativity and patience to take pictures with an SLR camera. That's the one with settings and various lenses.
It can't be that difficult. Do people still use them?
Well, because people are bored with fake images online, they want to explore taking authentic photos with a proper camera. In fact, just yesterday I saw an advert for a photography course in town. So it's an activity that's still in demand.
Really? What are they going to study?
Let me find the advert. Here it is. Look, there's even an exhibition at the end.
Wow! When does it start?
Next week. And it looks very thorough. They'll cover settings and the use of different lenses. Then they move to different styles like wildlife and still life photography.
I guess I'd have to learn how to use different lenses, but wildlife photography? I'd love to try that.
You know, I took a photography class at university, but it was more challenging because we also had to develop our photos, which involved a darkroom and chemicals. But the hardest aspect was being patient, because you couldn't see your photos until after you'd developed them.
I'm going to register for the class.
Great idea. Photography not only helps people develop self-expression, but through learning a new skill, they can also gain more confidence. That happened to me.
And I can participate in the exhibition. The advert says the course is at the local college, but the final show will take place at City Hall and have prizes. I can't wait to enter.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mum. I'm looking at photos on social media from Roger's holiday, but everything he's posted looks so posed and fake. It's so boring.
Isn't that what we like these days?
It's like they aren't allowed to post genuine photos without filters or editing.
Well, it's just so easy to take first-rate photos on a smartphone now.
That's true, and the quality of the cameras just keeps improving, so editing is becoming even easier. But spending too much time scrolling through all those edited photos can make people feel down.
Really? Even knowing they've been edited? You know, it used to be a real art form to take good photos. For example, it required creativity and patience to take pictures with an SLR camera. That's the one with settings and various lenses.
It can't be that difficult. Do people still use them?
Well, because people are bored with fake images online, they want to explore taking authentic photos with a proper camera. In fact, just yesterday I saw an advert for a photography course in town. So it's an activity that's still in demand.
Really? What are they going to study?
Let me find the advert. Here it is. Look, there's even an exhibition at the end.
Wow. When does it start?
Next week. And it looks very thorough. They'll cover settings and the use of different lenses. Then they move to different styles like wildlife and still life photography.
I guess I'd have to learn how to use different lenses, but wildlife photography? I'd love to try that.
You know, I took a photography class at university, but it was more challenging because we also had to develop our photos, which involved a darkroom and chemicals. But the hardest aspect was being patient, because you couldn't see your photos until after you'd developed them.
I'm going to register for the class.
Great idea. Photography not only helps people develop self-expression, but through learning a new skill, they can also gain more confidence. That happened to me.
And I can participate in the exhibition. The advert says the course is at the local college, but the final show will take place at City Hall and have prizes. I can't wait to enter.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 4 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a presentation about ways to bring the older and younger generations together.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to this presentation on how your town can promote contact between generations. I didn't expect such a big crowd. You may know, the problem of people feeling alone is now a global trend. One contributing factor to this is aging societies. An aging society is one where the average age is rising because people are living longer and having fewer children. This population shift, combined with people spending so much time online, is reducing chances for different age groups to mix, and it can have negative effects. For example, a lack of both understanding and trust can develop between generations. One way this can be addressed is through multi-generational living, wherein an older person shares their home with a young person, usually a student or recent graduate. This benefits young people, as they pay less than they would living alone, and it's often possible to further reduce their rent by helping the elderly person with tasks. This has obvious benefits for the elderly, but the best aspect of this arrangement is that older people are engaged rather than being alone all the time. However, it's not recommended that the young person take on the role of carer for the elderly person, as this can demand a lot of time that students may lack, especially during exam time. So that is something to consider. Now let's look at another option for intergenerational contact, as shown in the next slide. Now, having childcare centers in care homes is not a new concept. In fact, the first care home to do this was started in Japan in 1976. Many countries have since utilized this model, including the UK and Singapore. There are benefits for both elderly residents and children. Elderly people tend to be healthier and have better mental functioning. More importantly, they gain an enhanced sense of purpose and enjoy chatting and laughing with others. For children, they develop their social skills and levels of maturity. At the same time, they become more dependable. Staff also plan many activities that both groups enjoy, such as singing and playing instruments or parties. There is also spontaneous contact. For example, children often like dropping in for lunch with their elderly friends or exchanging notes with them. However, there are considerations to opening this type of care home. Firstly, a large investment is needed for setup. In addition, government rules can make it harder to start new integrated centers. Such centers require flexibility that might not comply with the rules. So, I hope this information helps you make the right choices for your town.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second and final time.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to this presentation on how your town can promote contact between generations. I didn't expect such a big crowd. You may know, the problem of people feeling alone is now a global trend. One contributing factor to this is aging societies. An aging society is one where the average age is rising because people are living longer and having fewer children. This population shift, combined with people spending so much time online, is reducing chances for different age groups to mix, and it can have negative effects. For example, a lack of both understanding and trust can develop between generations. One way this can be addressed is through multi-generational living, wherein an older person shares their home with a young person, usually a student or recent graduate. This benefits young people, as they pay less than they would living alone, and it's often possible to further reduce their rent by helping the elderly person with tasks. This has obvious benefits for the elderly, but the best aspect of this arrangement is that older people are engaged rather than being alone all the time. However, it's not recommended that the young person take on the role of carer for the elderly person, as this can demand a lot of time that students may lack, especially during exam time. So that is something to consider. Now let's look at another option for intergenerational contact, as shown in the next slide. Now, having childcare centers in care homes is not a new concept. In fact, the first care home to do this was started in Japan in 1976. Many countries have since utilized this model, including the UK and Singapore. There are benefits for both elderly residents and children. Elderly people tend to be healthier and have better mental functioning. More importantly, they gain an enhanced sense of purpose and enjoy chatting and laughing with others. For children, they develop their social skills and levels of maturity. At the same time, they become more dependable. Staff also plan many activities that both groups enjoy, such as singing and playing instruments or parties. There is also spontaneous contact. For example, children often like dropping in for lunch with their elderly friends or exchanging notes with them. However, there are considerations to opening this type of care home. Firstly, a large investment is needed for setup. In addition, government rules can make it harder to start new integrated centers. Such centers require flexibility that might not comply with the rules. So, I hope this information helps you make the right choices for your town.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.